Welcome to Fishers of Men Gospel Moments. This is Pastor Terry Collins, President and Founder of Discipleship Ministries, hosting these thoughts for today. Can you think of a time when you found yourself waiting on something that was really important to you? I remember the long wait for my 16th birthday. I remember thinking this was the most important birthday in my life because I would be able to drive if I passed my driver's test. I went to the testing center 1 week after turning 16 with all the confidence in the world that I would pass and be driving, only to find out that I flunked the driver's test and had to wait another week to try again. You see, I touched the curb in the parking box. How many times have you waited for something really important to be disappointed when the wait was finally over? I would like to remind you of something that all Christians are waiting for, and when the time comes, there will either be great disappointment or complete joy and peace. The event that we are waiting for is called the Day of the Lord. We are waiting for Jesus to come back. In the first letter of John, chapter 3, we discover the amount of love God has for us all who believe in Jesus and are striving to keep His commandment, which is to become loving people. We are known as children of God. The author explains that we, His children, do not fully understand what we shall be when Jesus comes back to this world. We will go from being mortal to immortal with perfect resurrected bodies. How could anyone understand the full meaning of this until the waiting time is over? In the meantime, we are to prepare for Jesus' coming by striving to live the way He taught us to live. In other words, we should strive to be Christ-like. In the second letter of Peter, we are reminded that this day will come like a thief in the night, in which the heavens and the earth will pass away with great noise. What does all this mean? Peter tells us that the heavens and all the elements of this earth are going to be dissolved in fire and great heat. Have you given this any thought? I mean, how does one prepare for something like this to happen? It is not like taking a test when Jesus comes back. We will either be ready or not. You see, according to the promise given to us by Jesus, we, the children of God, are to be looking for a new heaven and a new earth to come where only righteousness will dwell. This means that all of God's children ought to be in holy conduct and godliness, looking for and hastening the coming of this day. While you are waiting for this great event, we are to be peaceable, without spot, and blameless. In other words, we need to repent or change our ways, striving to be Christ-like. Otherwise, you may fall from your own steadfastness, being led away with the error of the wicked. If this happens to you, all the waiting for this day to come will not only be a disappointment, but will be the most devastating day of your eternal existence, because this will bring you to damnation and destruction rather than immortality in the new earth and new heavens with Jesus. Amen.